KCHTFFR. This is KCHTWL. Good morning, Ryan. It's Chris here. Say top of the day to you. A little challenging driving here with that fog this morning. A little fix.
KCHTWL from WAFFR. Yep, it is. And my job is driving, so I'm going to be in the entire day probably unless I go outside the LaPierre area. But how are you this morning?
We're doing all right. Got up this morning, was able to set up all by myself and take nourishment. That's always a good thing. And we're pedaling our way into work. About a half a mile or so out here, so it'll be a short one this morning.
Well, a short one is better than no contact.
Yeah, you know that. You are right. So, you got a busy day planned, or don't you know until you get to work and through the schedule?
I legitimately don't know because normally they have the my route posted the night before. They don't have that. It says there's nothing going on today, so they're probably not going to put it together until I get there, which means I'm probably going to get the route posted. So. I'm familiar with my streak of life. I think I'm on a 3 or 4 day streak of just making, I think it's a 3 day streak of making contacts on my way to work.
Awesome. I'm, you're a little sketchy into the repeater this morning, catching about two-thirds of what you're saying, but enough to understand what you're saying, so no worries there. Well, hopefully you have an easy day. I would assume you guys are very active with the county fair going on and LaPierre Day is coming up. I think you guys are the ones to attend to that, aren't you?
I don't know about the Eastern Michigan State Fair because I haven't heard anything about it, but what I do know is we do LaPierre Days and we do Renaissance Festival.
Never been there. Not really my time of error, if you will, but if you haven't heard whether you're taking care of Eastern Fair or not, that you're not, because obviously that's already going this week, so it started Tuesday, I think. So, but yeah, I'm sure LaPierre Days, that keeps you busy. That's got to be a full week, or 4 days anyway there, setting up, tearing down, emptying. All that fun stuff that goes with it. So, Orion, I'm going to say 73s. Again, top of the morning to you. I'm pulling into the parking lot right now. So, have a safe one. We'll talk with you soon. W8FFR, this is KC8TWL.
KC8TWL from W8FFR. Thanks for keeping the streak alive. And making your acquaintance today as I drive into work. I hope you have a wonderful day at work. And 73s. This is WAFFR. I am clear and monitoring.
KP8OOE Mobile.
ASA PRD.
CFA, BRD.
KFA, VFO monitoring. KFA, VFO monitoring. KFA, VLX monitoring. KFA, VLX monitoring. KFA-DYL monitoring. KFA-DYL monitoring. KFA-DYL.
KFA, BRD.
KFA, DYL. KFA, DYL. Echo 8, United Radio Victoria monitoring.
KDAX, Kilo Delta 8, Delta Alpha X-ray, mobile and monitoring. KDAX, Kilo Delta 8, Delta Alpha X-ray, mobile and monitoring.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victoria, your mobile sounds good over here in Saginaw.
All right. Well, I had the radio blaring, but I thought I heard a call. Somebody throw something out on here a little bit ago, so I figured I'd throw my call out. I don't know if that was you, if you ID'd a few minutes ago, but I'm on the Lansing link, and I don't know how good I was getting it on the first transmission, but on 5 watts. I'm almost to St. John, northbound on US 127. But I bumped it up to 50 on the second transmission, and I'm on 50 still, so running full power on the mobile. I was just about to fire up EchoLink on my phone to listen to the controller in Lapeer to see if I was coming through the system or not, and then you answered me, so I didn't have to do that. But it seems like the Lansing link's been maybe having some connection backhaul issues. So I was going to see if I was getting through to Lapeer, to the main controller, or well, I believe it is. Where is the Echo link getting connected at least to the system? How's everything going in, up in your neck of the woods this evening?
Everything's going pretty good this time. We got a little work done this afternoon, and I got company over tonight, and had a little food, little camaraderie, and all that goes, you know. And everything's going good over on this end. And that, your mobile cell's good. You ain't got no problem with that.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah. I work in Okemos, and I live in Gratiot County, Rainbow Lake, so it's about 45-minute drive, about 45 miles. About 90 miles round trip, hour and a half round trip to head into the office. So I went in for the afternoon, and it was very late, like usual, unfortunately. Actually, later than usual. Well, I'd like to think later than usual. Not too uncommon, but I usually try to leave at least by 6 or 7, and I didn't leave till 8 tonight, so. I got a big project, well, multiple big projects going on, and just trying to get some stuff done. It's an uphill battle, but we're trying. KDADAX, mobile, northbound, US 127, coming up to exit 96, second exit for St. John. What's your call sign? It sounds pretty cool. At least the way you say it sounds pretty cool, but I'm terrible at remembering calls. I won't remember it, but I'll just hear you go through it again at least.
KE8URV, usually running vertical.
All right. Good deal. You said you got people coming over tonight?
Later on they'll be over here and that, but getting things set up. I'm retired in that. I worked for Chrysler for many years, and I finally retired and got the heck out of it and put my feet up relaxing.
Well, if you're actually doing that, if you're actually putting your feet up and relaxing like at all ever, you're unlike any other retired people I know.
Seems like now I'm busier than I was when I was working, and that I got the neighbors, they brought their moped over to get it fixed, and I got another neighbor that brought his John Deere tractor over to get it worked on, and oh yeah, I'm staying busy.
Okay, yeah, so you're in the same boat as all the other retired folks that I know, I guess. That sounds more like it. Yeah. Not that I'll ever be able to retire, but if I ever was, then, I'm sure I'd be in the same boat. That seems to be how it goes. Like everybody I know is busier now than they were when they worked full-time. I think it's just a reappropriation of time and resources. Obviously you couldn't do all the side stuff or personal stuff or whatever when you're working full-time, because working full time, but once you're retired, you have more time to do personal projects and things. So you just fill that time and some. You're actually doing stuff you enjoy or want to do. You're just filling your days and evenings and weekends and whatever with that stuff. So hey, sounds nice. I'll start to enjoy it vicariously.
Yeah, but it's not cracked up to what it's supposed to be, and that is, if I would have known it was going to be like it is, I think I would have put in a couple more years and then did it.
Yeah. Where did you work for Chrysler? You're in Saginaw, right? So did they have a place up there, and what'd you do? Did you like work the line, or work in an office job, or what? Were you blue collar, white collar, or what'd you do at Chrysler?
I worked on a line. We built fuel rail harnesses, and that is what I did. And that for the V6 and for the V8 and then the little four-cylinder, I built all those fuel rail harnesses for them. And it's just, it was pull the lines out, you start from scratch, and then it all gets stretched out on the jig, and then you check the continuity, you know, and then you start adding stuff to it.
Okay, yeah. Well, there you go. So you would have stuck around longer, though, eh?
Yeah, I'd have probably stuck around a little bit longer if I didn't know it was going to be like this. I got a chance to go to Mexico. We had another company in Mexico. I got a chance to go over there and with some guys. And we went into the plant over there and watched how they built the harnesses and anything electrical in the vehicle. We were building that stuff and that, but I built most all the harness work in the new Chryslers.
How long ago did you retire?
What was it, last year? Yeah, last year I finally said I have enough of them, and then I put my feet up and I got my first Social Security check and all that stuff, and it was like, this ain't gonna cut it.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That's, yeah. Well, I mean, you can go do whatever, though, right? Well, in theory, but, I mean, you can go greet at Walmart.
That's nice, you know. I don't have to worry about walking off the line or going here or going there or anything like that anymore, you know. I can pretty much do it, you know, you can do what you want to do, you know, go here, go there, and take a break when you want to, you know, go mow the lawn, I guess.
Yeah, never a lack of things to do, it seems. Oh, yeah. So how long were you there?
I was there at Chrysler for 17 years.
Yeah. What'd you do before that? You always do like automotive stuff, work other car places, or what'd you do before your 17 years at Chrysler?
I'm ex-military.
All right. How long did you do that? Thank you for your service.
Did that for a while. I hung around the military for a little bit, and actually, that was when I got out of there. I went and bought 13 school buses and took care of Powers, Duquette, and Donovan down here in Flint. And then air brake law came into effect. When it came into effect, that closed our business down. Me and my dad got into that.
You said you bought 13 buses and you did well with it.
13 school buses, which I took care of Powers, Duquette, and Donovan, the Catholic schools down here, and then they had an air brake when the air brake law came into effect, because I had all hydraulic on my buses, and when that came into effect, I couldn't buy another fleet of buses, you know, right off the rip, so we just folded up the company that we had.
Ah, yes, the government comes in and makes everything better.
I still think every kid that comes out of high school and that, they should try the military one time, at least one time. They'll be able to see more than their own backyard, you know, and be able to do stuff. Then they can figure out if they really like it or if they don't, you know. You know, they got a new thing now. They can go in for 3 years or whatever. And 3 years really ain't nothing.
Yeah, I work with a bunch of retired National Guard, a few Army guys. A bunch of the retired guys come to MPHI, apparently. You can come work for MPHI. They fit right in. department. But yeah, we got probably a dozen retired military guys in our department. I don't know if we have any in other departments, but we have quite a few in the IT department.
Roger on that. I'm starting to lose you now. You're starting to get a lot of chop in your signal now. At that, you say you must be getting away from me, so.
Yeah, I'm kind of probably working my way to the end of the string here. Probably a little better right now. It'll be in and out some. When I go in the trees and out of the trees, I'm out in the open now, so it should be a little better. On this transmission.
Roger, it is. Yeah, definitely it is.
But it'll get worse. And then it'll get better. It'll be up and down here. So I get home. I don't even know if I'll fully make it home. I received this repeater pretty well. It must run quite a bit of power out of Lansing. I believe it's on the old Ingham, the old McLaren, Ingham, whatever, Ingham and Lansing on Greenlawn. I believe it's on the roof of that. But they must be running quite a bit of power on it. I'm guessing it's 100 watts. But I get it well. I receive it well. But doesn't necessarily mean I can get into it as well. I mean, my max power is 50 watts, air quotes, which when on my meter it's, you know, mid-40s or whatever, low to mid-40s.
There you go. Yeah, I'm using the Bay City repeater right now, and that's what I'm talking off from. I'm in Saginaw, but I'm hitting the Bay City repeater.
Yeah, I can usually hit Bay City from my base radio. Yeah, not always. I don't always get it great, but I can usually get into that one, which I can always just switch to the Echo Link app on my phone too. But I'm not going to get very good cell service coming up. I was actually already going to switch to the Echo Link app, but if I had AT&T, I'd get good AT&T cell service in Maple Rapids. They're the only one that has a cell tower anywhere near Maple Rapids, but I switched to T-Mobile for my personal phone, which is amazing. Highly recommend T-Mobile. They're like kicking butt, taking names. The last maybe year or two since they took Sprint over and got all the useless Sprint towers switched over to extremely useful T-Mobile towers. They're definitely a force to be reckoned with, and they're continuously putting billions into their network every year, and seems like AT&T and Verizon are just coasting. Verizon's been coasting for a long time. They bought Altel 15 years ago and haven't really added anything in our area that they got from Altel.
Roger on that. If you, I don't know if you talked to Russell up there in Sanford or not. He's on Echo Link too.
Gotcha. Yeah. This system's connected to Echo Link, so I often will jump on Echo Link for this system and/or for the Independent Repeater Association, the West Michigan. I call it the East Michigan or the West Michigan. I hate the East Michigan system's name, so I avoid saying it any more than necessary. The Central Michigan Emergency Network. I don't do their phonetic. But yeah, I'll connect to the either link system on either side of the state. I'll connect with the Echo Link frequently on my phone. And or I'll cross-band through my mobile radio or my base radio. If I'm out walking at home, I'll just cross-band through my base radio into one of them. Or the Echo Link app.
Roger on that. And that's K-8-U-R-V for ID. Yeah, that's pretty cool. At least you can be outside or something like that on your handy talk to you or something. You can cross-link right into your house.
Yeah, I love it. That's why I bought these two radios. We got the AC8800 and the AC8900. That's why I bought them used years ago in swap meets, because I wanted that cross-band receive function. And I've never regretted it. I got them both used, I think, 200, 250 each. I've had for, I don't know, 10 years probably at this point. But they work great. I love it. I can just go into 370 centimeter into the radio and be within, you know, a mile or a couple miles of the radio and get it crystal clear on low power on both sides and get into a repeater that's, you know, 20 miles away. So I don't get any chance usually getting into on a handheld. You get into it on a quarter of a watt in Walmart. Just cross band through the radio in my car, you know. So you can actually cross band. You can play a fun little game once you got multiple cross band radios. Cross band your radios together and go through one and do another.
Lover too. I got the Yaesu 7900, then I got the 450 DX radio, or the 450 D radio, and I've got the MD100 mic on that with the YT1200 auto tuner. So those are the two radios that I mostly talk on, unless I'm with the other guys in the morning. Then I got a RCI. 2970, it's got an N4 board in the bottom of it, and that thing just gets up and walks and talks.
Yep. I never specifically went with Yaesu, I guess. I mean, it's just kind of what I was used to. I had a VX5R, I still have it. Had it for many, many years. Before I was even a ham radio operator, I bought the Yaesu VX5R, the tri-band HD, so I just kind of get used to the menus and stuff. But just shopping around, bang for the buck, when I'm looking for a new radio, and I'm looking for crossband, or whatever, it just inherently ended up with quite a few different Yaesus over the years. Pretty much all of them used. All of them used. Well, I actually bought the HT, the VX5R, the tri-band HT, I guess. I've had forever. I actually bought that from, AES, Amateur Electronics Supply, in Milwaukee, which is now, Ham Radio Outlet, Autodome. But, they went under, and then Ham Radio bought their service. But, I bought it from them. It was a display unit, and they just had it out on the shelf. So it was brand new. But, you know, it was open box or display or whatever. So I got it quite a bit cheaper because of that. But it's the only one I really got was brand new, I guess, from dealer or whatever. But the rest of them I've all bought used and swap meets and stuff. But I've got, I got the VX5R, 800, 8900. I've got a couple 1802, just the monobanders. I used to have a 1500. Unfortunately sold it. Regretted it ever since. They're great radios. I got a bunch of Baofengs and stuff too. Cheaper, you know, just the cheaper ACs and whatnot. But yeah, for all my mobiles and stuff, they're all Yaesus. They've been great. Great radios. I got no complaints. I've gotten my money's worth out of all of them many times over for many years now. But we're backing in the driveway now, backing in the garage, so I'll lose you when I get in here. I got a metal roof, so I definitely won't be getting out from there, so I'll go ahead and sign with you. I appreciate the ride along. Good chatting with you. Have fun with your guests this evening. Have a great weekend ahead. Enjoy the beautiful weather. 73s, KDA-DAX. We'll be clear on your final.
Hey, we'll catch you later. You have a good one there. And then maybe we'll catch you again there on your kind of ride home there. I'm always monitoring the radio now and that, so... You have a good one. KD8 is a DAX. And this is KE8 URV. We'll be clear with you.
You got it right. Kilo Delta 8 Delta Alpha X-ray, KD8DAX. From Rainbow Lake. Most people know me from Rainbow Lake here. There's not a lot of ham radio people, at least not 2 meters. From Rainbow Lake. And the name here is Zach, by the way. I don't think I ever gave you my name. Zulu Adam Charles Henry. Zach from Rainbow Lake, Gratiot County. Which sounds funny. It's not spelled like it sounds. But yeah.
KDAX. Hey, Zach, you got Jim over here at Juliet India Mike. I'm right here in what they call the gardens in Saginaw.
All right. Well, good chatting with you, Jim. Appreciate the ride-along. Have a great evening.
Step 3, KDAX.
We'll be clear.
Have a good one.
This is KE8MWH, you're loud and clear on my end.